Mathematics underpins so many aspects of our lives. The GPS feature on your mobile phone only works because we understand Einstein's theory of general relativity, which tells us that the atomic clocks on satellites whizzing by at 14,000 kilometers an hour at a height of 20,000 kilometers above the Earth are moving slightly faster than clocks on the ground. Now, perhaps you don't really understand what Einstein had to say about relativity, but importantly, some people do. And in the case of the GPS on your phone, it's being applied every day and you probably never even knew. I think that's incredible. I'd say mind-blowing. But I also like mathematics that can be explained to everyone. And I particularly love mathematics that can be easily explained and blows your mind. So here's a great example of counterintuitive mathematics, a question where the answer is exactly what you would not expect. And it also illustrates an important principle in the mathematics of probability. Sometimes it's a lot easier to understand the likelihood of something happening by calculating the odds of that event not happening. So let's go. Let's say you bumped into a random person on the street and asked them, hey, what date is your birthday? Do you agree it'd be a bit of a surprise if they had the same birthday as you? Do you also agree that if you and two workmates were sharing a coffee and all told each other your birthdays, it's most likely you get three different dates? So I hope you agree that in a random group of three people, it's unlikely there's a shared birthday. Instead, let's say you went to a Science Week lecture on mathematics and there were 200 adults in the room. Do you agree that if everyone got out their licenses and compared birthdays, there's most likely two people in a group of 200 who were born on the same date? I should stress I'm not worried about the year here, just the date. So do we agree that in a room of 200 randomly selected people, you would expect to find somewhere in there a shared birthday? So group of three, unlikely to have a shared birthday. Group of 200, likely to have a shared birthday. Stop and ask yourself this then. If we start with a group of three and it gets bigger and bigger, at what point do you think the odds tip over from less than 50% chance of a shared birthday to an over 50% chance? I'm not asking how big does the group need to be before you'd bet your house on it, but at what size does it tip over from slightly less than 50% chance of a shared birthday to just over 50%? Maybe you'd like to pause the video and take a moment to ask yourself this question. How big does a group need to be before it's more likely to contain a shared birthday than not? I won't tell you the answer just yet. We're about to work it out. But I've been asking groups of people this question for over 20 years. I've asked school children, teachers, senior citizens. I've asked thousands of people. And in summary, across the years, some people are very conservative and say the group has to number 150 or even more before the odds favour a shared birthday. And a very small amount of people choose a small number, say around 30. The most common answer in my experience tends to be around 70 to 80 people. And it's gorgeously wrong. Let's find out why. This question is actually a famous piece of mathematics known, not surprisingly, as the birthday puzzle or the birthday paradox. And it comes from a branch of mathematics known as probability. You would have encountered probability in your mathematical adventures at school and many times in everyday life. The odds of rolling a five on a standard die is 1 in 6. The most common sum you get when you roll two dice is 7. And that happens on 6 out of the 36 possible rolls, or 1/6 of the time. If you pick a person at random from a group of 4 girls and 1 boy, there's an 80% chance you'll select a girl, and so on. Probability asks, how likely is it that a given event will happen? But often when attacking a probability question, the secret lies in determining the best way to approach the answer. If you were to take a group of, say, 50 people and try and work out the odds of there being a shared birthday in the group, that's actually remarkably hard. I mean, which two people in the group share the birthday? What if there's a third person with the same birthday as those two, or another pair with a different birthday that they also share? It gets very messy very quickly. In this case, what is much easier to do is this. Let's start with the smallest group of two people. We'll calculate the odds that there is no shared birthday in that group. We're pretty confident that these odds will be a long way above 50%. It's almost certain there'll be no shared birthday in a group of two. Then we'll let the group get bigger and bigger, and we'll watch the odds of no shared birthday decrease. Eventually, the odds of there being no shared birthday within the group will drop below 50%. That means a shared birthday is now more likely. That's where we will stop and do a little dance. Make sense? Let's give it a go. Take one person. They have a birthday on some day, let's say the 1st of January. Along comes a second person. The odds that the second person's birthday does not clash with the first person's is 364 in 365. Because there are 365 days in the year, 364 of those are not the 1st of January. Now, a quick no offence here to anyone born on Thursday, the 29th of February. I'm not going to consider leap years here. They complicate things a tiny bit. So this fraction, 364 over 365, is very close to 1. As a decimal, it's 0.997, blah, blah, blah. That means it's almost certain there will be no shared birthday in a group of two randomly selected people. The likelihood is over 99%. Well, let's say this second person is born on the 29th of January, which is actually my birthday. No need to send a gift. These two people are just hanging out, chatting about what it's like not sharing a birthday, when along comes a third person. Now, the odds that this third person's birthday falls on a separate day to the two birthdays already in the group is 363 on 365, because there are 363 days of the year that aren't January 1 or January 29. So in a group of three people, the chance of the second person not clashing birthdays with the first and the third person not clashing birthdays with either of them is 364 on 365 multiplied by 363 on 365. It's about 0.991. So there's still over a 99% chance of no shared birthday in a group of three strangers. For a group of four, we follow the same logic, and the odds expand to about 0.984 likelihood there's no common birthday. So we're down below 99%, but still a very high chance. And most importantly, can you see the pattern here? As the group gets larger, we just keep multiplying new terms onto the end of the expression. After each new term, we calculate the odds as a decimal, and when this number drops below 0.5 or 50%, whoo-hoo! Now don't worry, other people have done the heavy lifting on this. And it turns out if you have a group of, drumroll please, 23 people. The odds of a shared birthday are 364 on 365 times 363 on 365 times 362 on 365 dot 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 times 343 on 365, which is about 0.49. So there's a 51% chance of a shared birthday in a group of just 23 people. What's that? I did promise I was going to dance. Good point. So there's a 51% chance of a shared birthday in a group of just 23 people. Now, be honest, isn't that stunningly smaller than what you guessed? As the tipping point for this problem, 23 is a surprisingly small number. As I said, most people to whom I explained the question imagine you need a group of 70, 80, maybe 100 people. No, 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 just 23. In fact, once you get above 40 people, a shared birthday is very likely. It's above 90% likely. In a group of 50 people, there's a staggering 97% chance of a common birthday. So there you go. A piece of mind-blowing mathematics that isn't that hard to understand. Next time you're in a group of 40 or more people, bust it out and blow some minds. And hey, happy birthday.